This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance.
Welcome back to Navigating Your Retirement with your host, Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. Folks, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call here at 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Or visit us on the web at chancefinancialgroup.com. Go to our contact page. Send us an email if you have a topic you would like for us to discuss live on the show. Also, you can go to our contact page, look at some of our upcoming events, and get better educated about you and your retirement. Joining us this morning, he is here. He is he's all right. He's not exactly clear this morning. He's clear as mud. Tony, what's happening up in Minnesota?
Oh, come on, Travis. I'm clear.
I have to give you a little grief every now and then.
I'm doing good. I'm doing great, in fact. Yep, I got the full eight. So that's what I like to say. You'll know if I didn't get the full eight last night. Full 8 hours of sleep. I need my full eight.
I understand. I did. Yeah. I on the other hand, got a partial six, maybe
Ooh.
5 hours. Yeah.
Ooh,
so
that's not good.
Yeah, we had a terrible storm here, and you know, the problem my wife and I face is I don't know if you can sympathize or if you remember, but back in the days, you know, whenever your kids are very small, you know, babies, and you know, sometimes they're colicking or they won't sleep, and you end up having to do like run the vacuum or take them for a car ride, or you know, most of the parents out there know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah,
we actually started using a sound machine. And now if my kids don't have the sound machine on, they don't sleep, and they literally, when the sound machine goes off because of the power, they will wake up. So yeah, it was a pretty long night last night, but that's okay. They made it through, and Daddy's just a little worse for wear this morning. So
yeah. That's okay. A little calf, and you'll be a little coffee. You'll be
couple calves, and I'll be good for an hour, maybe two at the most.
Uh-oh. So yeah, don't hit that wall yet. But no, you've got a good show lined up for us. I know that. What's the topic today?
The topic today is I want to do, Tony, a show on fact versus myth, right? Because we hear, and everybody, as we've joked, is one TikTok video away from being an expert, or one YouTube video away from having their doctorate. And, yeah, you know, a lot of times there's some great information. China's going to gather all that on TikTok for you, just in case you didn't know. But but on the serious side, you do get some good information, but I think a lot of times we do get some bad information. So I just picked out a couple topics, myth versus fact. Let's kind of hear them, and then you and I'll discuss, see which one you think they are, and then we'll figure out exactly, are they or are they not myth or fact. So Tony, one of the things obviously we consistently preach on this show is use Social Security to your advantage. Use it to your advantage from a tax perspective, use it from an income perspective. It really is like the little Dutch boy in the dam. It can plug a lot of holes in your retirement if you know how to use your fingers and toes. So Social Security, first things first, a lot of people, they feel like Social Security will not be there for me. So Tony, is that a myth or is that a fact?
I think it's a myth.
It is 100% a myth. And let me give you some background. Let me tell you why I say that. So if you look at the OASDI, and I'm looking at the page right now, the Old Age Survivor Disability Income, which is what Social Security is, essentially what it says is it has enough benefit, it has enough cash in reserves to pay full benefit for at least the next decade, right? Where everybody gets a little bit squirrely is they're like, okay, yeah, but in 2034, they're only going to have enough to pay 80% of the benefit. That is true. But the outflow versus inflow, really and truly, we don't have an issue right now. I don't think anyone, I've said this before, I'll say it again, bears repeating. I think the politicians, obviously their number one job is to get reelected. They would rather give a colonoscopy to a tiger in a phone booth than cut someone's Social Security as a boomer if they are currently drawing Social Security. So
they'll find a way to show it, shore it up.
That is a myth, okay? Because right now the total income that we take in is $1.22 trillion as of 2022 per year. The total expenditures is 1.24, and we have $2.852 trillion as of end of 21 and $2.83 trillion as of 22. So as you can see, we've got a lot of road to cover before we ever get to that point. Now
what I think
they're going to do, Tony, is there's four fixes that I think are likely, just to kind of put some of your myth buster facts in the side pocket for a moment. What would it take to fix the program? I think what's going to wind up happening is Social Security, first things first, they're going to increase the FICA tax for those of us that are working. I fully expect that. I think just like they took Social Security, raised the full retirement age from 65 to 66 and now 67, I think we're going to probably see those of us under 50, we're going to probably 69 or 70. I think they're going to lower benefits for us as far as the replacement ratio. And I think they're going to do some manipulation with COLA. Now, as far as those that are taking it, that's why I want to reiterate, Tony, that that fear, that nagging concern you have about whether they're going to cut your benefit, I think is not founded in a whole lot of fact.
No, but people believe it, Travis, and where this myth comes from are guys like this.
Here's another truth. Social Security is dying.
I mean, listen to that voice. I mean, when you hear that voice.
Oh, Francis Underwood. Oh, my word.
When you hear that voice, you take it seriously, but that's the doom and gloom message, and of course that sells ads.
So, I am so tickled that you use the House of Cards, the Frank Underwood speech. That is awesome.
Yep.
That is awesome. And folks, that was completely unexpected. That just I'm cheesing.
Travis didn't know.
Yeah.
House
of Cards is one of my favorites. So there you go.
One of mine too.
Yeah.
But I also have, as long as we're still in Social Security.
God bless Social Security.
I don't even know who that one is, but that's just a fun.
Well, I knew that speech when I knew it by the music when you started playing it. I was like, you got to be kidding me right now. So Tony, that's obviously, I think, one of the biggest myths, if not the biggest, not just one of, but the biggest, is that Social Security is not going to be there for you. Another reason that we're worried, like you said, why people believe it, it's because a lot of times it's much easier to believe the negative than it is the positive, right?
Yes.
And they say, what is it, a rumor will make it all the way around the world before the truth has a chance to get up and put his pants on. I really feel like that's the case. And another big rumor, and you tell me whether it's fact or fiction, myth or fact, is taking Social Security at 62 will mean a longer income or a greater income payout. So because you're taking it for a longer period. Do you agree or disagree? Is it myth or fact? 62.
Well, the real answer is it depends, but I disagree with that.
I would disagree with you as well, and you hit the nail on the head. This is one of those that is completely dependent on the individual. So let's kind of dispel some of the myth part of it. The myth is that, you know, if you live to normal life expectancy, if you go ahead and start taking it early, you're going to get that extra 4 or 5 years, and that's going to equate to some larger degree of payout. That is 100% myth. The only way that becomes fact is if you are going to pass away, or you feel like your life expectancy is in your mid to early 70s. If you think that there is a strong possibility that you're going to pass away in your mid to early 70s, what should you do? You should take Social Security just as early as you possibly can. But however, if you think that there is a possibility that you could live to normal life expectancy, it does not work in your favor. Tony, I've got some numbers to back that up. Would you like for me to give you some figures to put this in perspective?
Yes.
All right. So let's assume, and I'm giving you once again, this is just a case study, but if you are a 67-year-old, okay, or excuse me, 62-year-old, and you have a full retirement age of 67, okay, you're 62, you're trying to decide, do I take it, do I not? And your full retirement age is 67, means you were born 1960 or later. And let's assume that your full retirement benefit at that time would have been, at 67, $3,000 per month. If we take standard cost of living from Social Security and you say, okay, if I take it at 62, here's the question. What will your benefit be by the time you get to age, let's say 80? So you took it at 62, which means instead of 3,000, you only got 70 cents on the dollar, right? So instead of 3,000 per month, you claimed early, you would have started at 2,100. Well, 2,100, if you're getting cost of living adjustment, doesn't take a lot of math to figure out. Cost of living at 2 or 3% on 2,100 is much less than cost of living at same amount on 3,000, right? Larger number, you're going to get a larger cost of living. By the time a 62-year-old reaches age 80, so let's say, what is that, 18 years later, they are just making it to their full retirement age benefit of $3,000. That's how long it took that person to recover by taking it early. So they could have been at that number from 67 to 80 or greater. Instead, they took it at 62 and it took them to age 80 just to catch up. But Tony, if they had waited until 67, so waited just 5 years, their benefit would be $4,285 at age 67. Almost $1,285 per month just by waiting 5 years. So here's the long and short. If you think that there is a history in your family of, you know, heart disease and, you know, some of the big five, COPD, diabetes, heart disease, et cetera, if you think that that is in your future, then don't let me or anyone else convince you to take it later. Take it at 62, probably going to be in your best interest. Now, if you feel like you are healthy, you feel like you may have a chance of reaching normal life expectancy, the truth is you're going to take not only a lot more, but infinitely more by waiting. The problem is, well, a lot of times we don't think in those terms, because let's face it, it's much easier to think about the negative than it is the positive, right? And I've told you before, you know, it's an interesting conversation whenever you're talking to a retiree, because if you mention Social Security, they want to take it tomorrow because they think they're going to die early. But then whenever you ask them, do they have a plan for long-term care? They say, no, I'm going to live forever. Well, you can't have it both ways. If you think you are going to have a normal life expectancy, you have to plan accordingly. And if you have a history of health issues, you need to plan accordingly for that as well. So Tony, actually taking it early, meaning more money, that may be myth or fact, but that's going to be based on everybody's individual situation.
Yeah, and so obviously everybody's situation is different, and so everybody has a different sweet spot. Like for you, the way you're going to get the most money from Social Security, you might need to file at 62. But for me, it might make more sense if I wait till my full retirement age at 67.
Absolutely.
And for some, it might be 70. So I know the majority of the people take it as soon as they possibly can.
Well, it's a calculated risk.
But they're leaving
risk.
A lot of money on the table if they do that in many cases.
Right. It's a calculated risk.
Right.
That's all you can do, right? You can't
predict when you're going to pass, so
unless,
there's no way.
Unless if you are the one that I'm looking for, because I really, before I quit working with retirees in my 60s and 70s, Tony, I am looking for the one that has the birth certificate with an expiration date.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. I don't know that we have that. So if that is not you, if you are not the exception, if you are the rule, which none of us do, then you need to go ahead and plan as if you're going to live to a certain age. Because here's the other thing. If you plan on living to 90 and you can be successful and God forbid you pass away at 85, you have no problems. But if you plan to live to 85 and you live to 90, you may have problems. So you need to take that and plan accordingly. So Social Security myth versus fact. Tony, if they have any questions, what do they need to do? They need to give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Or they can visit us on the web at chancefinancialgroup.com. Go to our events page. Look up when we're going to be in their area teaching a course to help take some of the myth out of their retirement plan as well.
Yeah, that's a big one. I'm glad you addressed that one. So what's another myth that people have or that you've heard?
That they don't need, myth for taxes. They don't need to plan for taxes because they can't control them.
I think the biggest myth I hear, because I used to think this way, is that I'm not going to have to worry about taxes in retirement.
Correct.
Because I'm no longer working.
Correct.
So I'm not going to pay much in taxes. So what's the big deal? I'm not going to have many taxes in retirement.
And unfortunately, we see it more times than not. People really overestimate their ability to underestimate their ability. underestimate their ability to overestimate their ability. Taxes are optional. I'll give you two examples, and then we'll talk about the myth versus the fact. Had a client come in very upset, selling a property, worried that they were just gonna, you know, get hammered by taxes. And they were like, well, what do I do? I was like, well, I don't know. Let me do a mock 1040 for you and figure it out. So we actually ran the taxes, and where they thought they could have a liability of $15,000, $20,000 in taxes, obviously they were not a CPA. Their total liability was $500 if they took it in two payments, which they obviously could because they were doing owner finance. So there are always options. There are always ways to overcome taxes. But the problem is most people don't look at them as being optional. They are optional. You have a tax code. You know what the rules are. If you plan for them accordingly, taxes are optional. You pay what you want to pay. If you don't plan, then taxes are mandatory, because if you go past the certain point, go past the Rubicon, if you will, for taxation, you can't go back. You're automatically just going to get what you get, and you can't pitch a fit, as we tell our five-year-old.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I did was I looked at, okay, let's assume that we have a portfolio, all right, and let's talk about case study. Let's assume that you have a portfolio that has a $500,000 balance, all right? So let's think about this. That is a great retirement. But it's kind of one of the industry's averages as far as retirements go. And most people can probably live on that, Tony. Social Security, retirement planning, taking distributions, you can probably live on that. Now, here's where it gets a little bit dicey. If you look at, let's say, a hypothetical $500,000 portfolio, 6% average rate of return, starting, let's say, at age 70. If you have a retiree begin at age 70, and let's say that between they retire at, say, in 62, and from 62 to 70, they could have taken some steps to offset their taxes, but they don't. And they just end up paying a 12% tax rate over their retirement. Chances are they're going to take distributions from that $500,000 and their ending balance of approximately $825,000 to $850,000. Okay, that's living to normal life expectancy into your mid-90s. But Tony, if they had taken a little bit of initiative and just reduce that tax from a 12% marginal rate down to, let's say, a 5% or 6% rate, right? Effective rate, then you could have literally found between $50,000 and $100,000 in additional tax savings that you could have actually spent versus giving to Uncle Sam voluntarily. Tony, what can people do with an extra $50,000 to $100,000 in their retirement? Whatever they want.
Right, right. Buy a motorhome, go travel, go to Europe.
Buy that vehicle. You know, I tell people on the show, I tell people when we see them, you know, here's the deal. In my opinion, you'll never regret the stamps you get on your passport. You'll only regret the ones you don't get. And if you have that freedom of knowing that you're going to have tax savings to cover those trips and to cover those cost of living adjustments, what kind of freedom does that give you? What kind of peace of mind does that bring, knowing that your decision literally increased your spending potentially six figures? That is a lot of worry off of your plate. But here's the deal. And they put them up on every corner. There's a mattress store on every corner, and you can buy a good mattress. But Tony, you cannot buy a good night's sleep. And the only way to get a good night's sleep is to eliminate worry. And the way you eliminate worry is you give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. And let us help you take as much of your portfolio out of the IRS's purview as humanly possible. Folks, tax planning is something that you have to put in the effort. You have to put in the work. It is not immediate gratification, but it is gratifying to know that your kids, your grandkids are going to probably inherit more, and you're going to be able to spend more and enjoy your retirement, and your spouse are going to be able to live the life you want, not the life you thought you could.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's, boy, having a peace of mind or that burden lifted that you were talking about is really great. Like you say,
a lot of this is complex. I mean, let's face it, complexity, as we thought as we age, we were going to have things get a lot more simplified, when in actuality, a lot of times it becomes more complex. So the complex financial situations, complex issues can be simplified, but you have to put in the time to either get the information or sit down with someone who can help you simplify your process and get you where you want to go. That's why they need to give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Or visit us on the web, check out our course schedule, see if one fits in your schedule. You will get some information that you desperately need for retirement.
All right. Well, Travis, great show today. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839.
or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.